Join us for a once-in-a-lifetime family adventure here in New Orleans. It's waiting for you until November 11th, the 1984 World's Fair. A spectacular sight and sound.
I saw a reporter from NBC from Houston sitting on the Wonder Wall, and he said, I have never been in a city that kicked itself in the behind more than this city. That was something that was going on not just in the community but with the national media. So the national media's attitude was, oh, how is, you know, cute little nowhere New Orleans really going to be able to pull off this big World's Fair? When you get a major national publication puts out a negative story on the cusp of you promoting your event, that is very damaging and starts that media pack mentality, and people have to ask that question over and over again. My strategy was to put out as much of every positive story we had as I could. The next thing that was really difficult to deal with, we started running out of money. Then you have Edwin Edwards. And Edwin's style, as you know, is blunt. He's on our side, but he's on our side. He has a way of expressing himself that isn't necessarily PR friendly. So he basically says to the legislators, if you don't come up with this money, the World's Fair will not open. The day that story hit, I've had an ectopic pregnancy. I'm in the hospital bed, and I'm getting calls from ABC and NBC and CBS asking if they should cancel their live shoots from the opening of the World's Fair. There came a scissor effect moment where we're building like crazy and the money's not coming in because the show's not open yet. And all the reporters in town were after that story, and I was really trying to head it off. It became very difficult. They knew that I was trying to head off the story. And at a certain point, when you're trying to head off a story, the reporters know that you are. It's not a pretty place to be, and it's difficult. So it got pretty rough. Of course, we opened. So we're getting, actually, some really positive press about the quality of the fair. But it's not sufficient to fight off the skepticism. The real underlying story, and the story that I told as the public relations person, and that I tried to override all of that negativism with, was that this is an incredible sight. The residuals are going to be stronger for this World's Fair than for any World's Fair in American history, which turned out to be true. So the riverfront, it was a story. We are opening up the riverfront of New Orleans, and everybody's going to love it while it's open, and afterwards they're going to come back to that riverfront. It was really about the creative spirit of the city. That was the theme. It was visually, aesthetically, very pleasing fair, and very much underscored the style of New Orleans. In fact, in some ways, I would say it set the pace for what would come afterwards in terms of the way we would present ourselves.